a preview of this weekend's 121st WIAA State Track and Field Meet. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
It's not about whether you win or lose, but how you play the game. Whether your game is basketball, volleyball, soccer, hockey, football, or baseball, in Wisconsin Dells, we make sure you play your best with incredible facilities and accommodations for all sports tournaments and events. And in the water park capital of the world, we know how you play isn't just about the game. That's why we have over 200 water slides, roller coasters, live shows, scenic tours, mini golf, go-karts, and more. Because around here, the playing never stops. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
The first state high school track and field meet in the country was held in Wisconsin way back in 1895 at UW's Camp Randall Stadium, and the event has become one of the favorites on the prep sports calendar for many observers. A record 20,263 fans filed into Veterans Memorial Stadium on the campus of UW Lacrosse last year. Bayport is the defending Division I boys team champion, with Freedom capturing the D2 title last year and Marathon the championship in Division III. Whitefish Bay was the champ on the girls' side in D1, with Dodgeville Mineral Point claiming gold in D2. And Cuba City, the titleist in Division III. Wisconsin football recruit Cole Van Lannen of Bayport is looking for his second straight Division I championships in both the shot put and discus as he enters the state meet with the best qualifying marks in both events. Keep an eye on basketball's Dakota Kaufman. After Division III titles in the 1600 and 3200 meter runs last year, he is looking to repeat in those events and has the top qualifying time in the 800 meter run as well. On the girls' side, senior Cammie Davra of Whitefish Bay is looking for her third championships in both the 800 and 1600 meter runs. Nadia Williams of Mount Horeb won titles in the 100, 200, and long jump in Division II last season, but bumps up to D1 this year as she looks to add to her list of gold medals. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.